if that many. Not over that. Everybody went to school in one school building. And
the high school list.
Yeah. First grade through. And I attended school here, and I left in 44, I believe it was, and went to Gordon Military College in Barnesville for 1 year, and then I went into Coast Guard in 45, first of 45.
You went from 1933 to 1943 to the Fort St.
Joseph? Yes, uh-huh.
And then you went to the...
Gordon Military College at Barnesville. I had failed a year back in the third grade, I believe it was. I believe that's what grade it was. Anyway, I finished after I went in the Coast Guard. I finished.
How long were you in the Coast Guard?
4 years.
Coast Guard, were you sort of stationed in one particular area?
Well, the Coast Guard is broken up in about three or four different parts. You have at this time now you had a air sea rescue outfit, then you had aids to navigation. Now this aids to navigation takes care of lighthouses, buoys. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with the buoys. Aids strictly aids to navigation, and then they have the cutter service, which the ice patrol. They patrol the North Atlantic, track icebergs, and they also have them on station in the Atlantic and in the Pacific. On station, a ship will stay in this one particular area, say for 60 days, and they stay in. On the water, under the air lanes, where your planes are flying back and forth, in case of a plane gets in trouble, when they have to crash at sea, well, there's always a ship nearby to rescue the people. And I was spent most of my time in air sea rescue in Miami in Key West. And I did spend some time on a lighthouse in the Keys that was 9 miles. 9 miles out, and you stayed out there 30 days, three of you. I had four rooms about this side. But yet there was 5 foot of water under the light, and you were 9 miles, you couldn't come in. But if you stay out 30 days, you got 10 days leave. But as I say, I was only there a short time, just one 30-day period. But I like the Coast Guard. I like the water, because I was raised on the water. And I probably would have stayed in there, but I got injured in a hurricane in 1947, and I got discharged, and I was going to stay in, and I couldn't stay in because of the injuries that I'd received.
So ever since then, you... worked as an electrician?
Or? Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I came to work at the mill in the last of 48, this paper mill. But they had a big layoff, and I was in it, and I was single all this time. And I went to New Orleans and went to Southern Navigation and Marine Engineering School on the GI Bill. And I went to Ecuador, South America, on a Scandinavian ship, a Norwegian ship, and kind of bummed around like that for